Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Friday, September 10th, 2021, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Michael O'Neill, the best dentist that there is. Call him. Make the decision I made 28 years ago. I've never gone to another dentist since. You won't either. 317-849-2933 is the number. Punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell, follow all of that stuff. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. Last night, the Bucks get off to a season-opening win, 31-29 over the Dallas Cowboys. Tom Brady, 4 touchdown passes, 2 picks. 2 of the touchdown passes to Rob Gronkowski, who sadly was on my fantasy football bench on a couple of teams. What are you going to do? What, I'm going to put Gronk in when I've got people who I thought were going to be better? What an idiot. I swear to God. Anyway, Dak Prescott, really, really good last night. Arguably better than Tom Brady last night. Good game. Way to kick off the season. The Colts, they kick off the season this Sunday, 1 o'clock at Lucas Oil Stadium. And it's going to be a tough one against the Seattle Seahawks. Right now, the Colts are 3-point dogs. The over-under is 49. Lot of question marks about the Indianapolis Colts coming into this game. What are you going to do? If you bet with your heart, bet the Colts. Take the 3, enjoy them. If you're going to bet with your head, you know what? If you're really going to bet with your heart, take the plus 140. Bet the Colts on the money line, right? But if you're going to bet with your head, you're going to take the Seahawks because we don't know what this Colts team is going to be. You can presuppose some things, but we don't know what Carson Wentz is going to look like taking a live snap with this group. The offensive line. We don't believe right now that Eric Fisher is going to be the starting left tackle on Sunday. We believe it's going to be Julian Davenport. That ain't good. They're going to have to scheme to protect Carson Wentz because Julian Davenport can't do it on an island like Anthony Costanzo did for so many years out there at left tackle. Xavier Rhodes, we don't know if he's going to play. And if he can't play, how are they going to cover DK Metcalf? You're going to have to scheme to protect against getting torched by DK Metcalf. Lots and lots of question marks. Can the Colts overcome all that to win their first season opener since 2013? And they only won that one, going all the way back to 2009. 2009, they won their first 14. Since then, the Colts have been paying for that 14-0 start. And I think they continue to pay for Bill Polian's decision to pull the plug on an undefeated season. What the hell was he thinking? For God's sake, you've got a chance to make history, and you've got a team that can do it like that team could have, and you pull the plug against the New York Jets at Lucas Oil Stadium. What the hell are you thinking? At any rate, you know what? Colts plus 3 just doesn't look right to me. I would take the Seahawks minus the 3, but if you want to bleed Colts blue like we know you do, take the plus 140 if you're a gambler. And bet them straight up to win that game. They got to win an opener eventually, right? Adrian says, killing me, Kent. I really wish you would start the live stream of the countdown to give us a chance to... We operate on Kent time. You got to be ready at all times. We have no idea when I'm going to go. I go twice a day. Could be at 6:45. Could be at 7:45. Could be at 3:45 in the afternoon. Could be at 4:30. I am whimsical in my scheduling. All right. Bears Sunday night is another really interesting game at L.A. The Bears are a 7.5-point dog. I take the Rams all day and a million times on Sunday night. All right. I don't think that the Bears can compete with the Rams. I think the Rams are absolutely going to put the wood to the Chicago Bears. I think the Rams, they cover at home in this opener. Andy Dalton is no longer a starting quarterback in the NFL. This is preposterous. Stafford against Dalton. If you want to bet against quarterback differential, this is a pretty good place to do it. Stafford, terrific. Dalton, always angry Andy, not so much. Edmund Sumner out with an Achilles tear, tore his left Achilles yesterday in a workout. He's going to miss the season. Unfortunate, because I think he would have gotten some extra run given that TJ Warren is also out indefinitely with that nasty stress fracture in his foot that he just can't seem to get past. But they drafted Chris Duarte, and I love Chris Duarte. I think he's more a two, but in positionless basketball, if you start games with Brogdon, LeVert, and Duarte, I ain't unhappy about that. I'm okay. all right. Nice. Thank you, Adrian. College football tomorrow? You know what? Week two. This is where you put the patsies. This is where you put the cupcakes, evidently. At least locally, this is where you put the cupcakes. Purdue. Hey, you're going to have to work to find some of these games, though. Purdue's going to travel to UConn. UConn, a little bit earlier this week, said goodbye to Randy Edsall as a coach after two games instead of letting him work the rest of the season. That game is at 3 o'clock, but it's on the CBS Sports Network, which is not carried by a lot of cable providers. So finding that game is going to be a little bit problematic for some Boilermaker fans. At 2:30 in the afternoon, Toledo at Notre Dame. Going to have to watch this on Peacock, which means you're behind a paywall. You've got to pay to watch this game. Boo is right, Julie. I hate this. I hate forcing people, ardent fans, to cough up cash to watch a game on TV. This is where we're headed. This is the business model that they're headed toward, and I do not like it whatsoever. Indiana's going to take on Idaho at Memorial Stadium, 7:30 on BTN. None of these games. I mean, Purdue, UConn. Purdue's a 34-point favorite. What are you going to do with that, right? Notre Dame is a 17-point favorite against Toledo. I don't, maybe people feel like Brian Kelly has a soft spot in his heart for Toledo. I don't know. I think Notre Dame covers the 17 easy. And ESPN isn't posting a line for Idaho and Indiana. Indiana needs to win this game like a million to none. Shut them out. Score a million. Julie has a joke.
IU versus Idaho. Who's going to win? I don't know.
This white Julie's behind the camera. Poor Julie. God bless her. High school football tonight. Wow. Bunch of terrific rivalry games. The Mud Sock Bowl tonight between Fishers and HSE. That game at Fishers High School. Cathedral against Chittard at Arlington. That is off the charts. Going to be fun. Sophomore sensation. Danny O'Neill leading the Fighting Irish. Ben Davis at Center Grove. Carmel at Pike. Columbus North at Roncalli. Guerin at Brebeuf. By the way, congratulations to Kyle Coney, one of the Brebeuf staff members of the week. Kyle Coney, graduate of Cathedral, but now he is employing his football acumen toward the Brebeuf Braves' success and doing it at a high level. LN and is at North Central tonight. Noblesville at Westfield. New Albany's at Bedford. Long way to travel to watch Bulldogs play high school football. Warren Central at LC and Zionsville at Franklin Central. That game tonight as well. Cubs this afternoon, 2:20. I wouldn't mention it, but you know what? They're hotter than hell, the Cubs. Yeah, they lost one game against the Reds. That's all right. But other than that, they've been really good the last 10 or so games, and Ian Happ is swinging a hot bat unbelievable. A lot of fun on the north side of Chicago, I guess. You know what? Watching the Iowa Cubs play against the San Francisco Giants today is going to be pretty good. Mr. Hunt, good morning to you as well. The you know, you always have fun at Wrigley Field, and that's kind of almost too bad. I go to Wrigley Field because of the history of the place and the history of that place in my life, right? You know, you go to places for different reasons, and that's just the way it is. But Wrigley Field's important to me. I know the Ricketts own it, and I don't like putting money in their pocket, but occasionally I go, and still attendance, it's not great at Wrigley Field, but it's a hell of a lot better than what that product deserves, the last 10, 12 games notwithstanding. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Shall we? It's going to be an absolutely beautiful Friday. Go see some high school football. Make it a football weekend. High school football tonight. IU and the Vandals down at Memorial Stadium tomorrow night. And then Sunday afternoon, Lucas Oil Stadium, 1 o'clock, Colts and the Seahawks. I got to tell you, I hate picking against the Colts. I hate it. But like they haven't won an opener since the earth cooled, and there are so many question marks about this team. I just can't get past it. I can't look at that game and say in his first action period for the Colts, Carson Wentz is going to be able to get over on Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks. I just can't see it. And especially if Xavier Rhodes doesn't play. Now, if he's active, if Eric Fisher is active on Sunday, that's a different calculus for figuring out what you want to do with your investment vis-a-vis that game. All right, birthdays. John Raybould, happy birthday. Dennis Miller, happy birthday. Adam Overmeyer, the great David Deering, celebrating a birthday. Love David Deering. The great Bob Dapper of Royal Spa. Royal Spa. Lou Belch, Louie's celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Lou. His brother, Chris Belch, I think he's a linebackers coach down at Roncalli High School. Roncalli, as I mentioned, is taking on Columbus North tonight at Roncalli. Joe O'Gara, happy birthday. The great John Hetrick, happy birthday. Bill Muerling, happy birthday. Tom Coleman calls my wife Free Beard Julie. Never has a nickname been so honestly earned. Todd Porter, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other instead of pull each other down. We got enough problems without us adding to those problems with our indifference to each other. Remember tomorrow, the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Remember those who were lost and remember how it changed kind of who we are and how we function as a nation. Really, really important, I think, to reflect a little bit tomorrow on what that attack caused and what it meant. Adrian says, I say he gets two. One of them at a critical moment in the game. I'm calling it. All right. There you go. We'll talk to you a little bit later this afternoon inside Indiana Sports Now, as always. And it's at my whim, probably going to be around 3:30, 3:45 this afternoon. I don't put a countdown on because I just got to sit and I got to wait. Why do I want to sit and wait 10 minutes and like this? I don't want to do that. I don't want you to have to do that. So we just go, baby. Always be prepared.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.